Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Excellent stuff. I'm not really sure what we're going to be talking about today, Phil, but I'm sure we'll figure out something.
Well, I'm sure we'll come to an agreement, won't we?
let's start, though, because you're here to talk about protein needs. Now, we're always talking about this in the office because we've got quite a few people that regularly go to the gym. The sort of proteins you need to enhance on your sport and your exercise.
Yeah, well, you know, I think when people talk about diets, they think about lots of things, but actually protein is the most important thing when it comes to whether you are building muscle mass to get stronger or to be able to compete, or whether it's about recovery, which is a huge thing. Both of those, certainly within my professional career as a rugby player, building muscle and retaining muscle bulk after a game, all those big hits and powerful guys running into you and it hurt and soreness. You don't want to lose muscle mass, and you know, red meat protein is the best protein, you know, all around to be able to deal with that. You know, it's a complete protein. Front row forwards and eating generally go together pretty well, and you know, nothing gave me greater pleasure when you look at the dietitians and all the conditioning staff, and you go into mealtime and see those great varieties of different dishes. Well, that was a beef casserole or a nice lamb stew. You know, it doesn't need a second invite for Phil, let me tell you. Absolutely beautiful.
So what's the best type of red meat to eat after you've been working out? Is it a nice juicy steak?
Oh, it's got to be beef, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, yeah. Just I don't think there's a best meat. I think the important thing, like for me personally, when I buy red meat, I want to know where it comes from. I'll go to my butcher. I'll have a little look. I want quality, and I think ultimately it's like anything. If you put quality into your body, then you will get more quality out. But I just think a lot of people don't understand the importance of protein, and potentially will go and grab other things after exercise when actually just hydration. Good water and hydrating and eating good protein is probably the most effective way to be able to train, recover muscle mass, feel good about yourself. And, you know, all the great amino acids, vitamin B, the micronutrients, which are all contained in red meat. So it's just a fantastic protein to have.
I would imagine that to feel good about yourself eating meat, I would imagine there would have probably been a lot of meat eaten in the England dressing rooms afterwards, after the weekend.
There were some big old boys that needed fueling up, let me tell you. But there was never any complaints from anyone, that's for sure. But at the end of the day, we were very privileged, you know, being involved in that England team, and certainly, you know, our own chefs with our own nutritionists. And food, you know, for me was always very important anyway, but particularly when you're performing, well, you know, not just at the elite end of the game, and not even, you know, just being an amateur, but I just think in life in general, for your own well-being, regardless of whether you're training a lot or just walking or just feeling good about yourself when you arrive at work, people have to understand the importance of diets, and protein, red meat protein, plays a huge part in that.
Now, Phil, we can't have you on and not talk about what happened with England.
Oh, I'm just recovering now. I'm just getting over it. You don't need to remind me.
I think I think luckily for the England Rugby Union team, Brendan Rodgers got sacked. So that seemed to sort of like take up a lot of back pay spaces. But
listen, I was very lucky to be down at Twickenham at the weekend, and you know, I still honestly believe I'm Mr. England, mate. Well, I'm Mr. Britain. I love Britain, but I'm England's, you know, fan, rugby supporter, and I was confident. You know what? Go on, boys, come out here, give it your best, put everything on show in that first quarter, show them what you're made of, and you know what? We could just sneak this. We could do it. And let me tell you, they came out, and I don't think I get a bit frustrated because I've read a little bit, and people have said, you know, players didn't try. That's not right. But, you know, I don't think there was any lack of effort there. I don't think there was lack of desire. They got beaten by a better team, and the Aussies played really, really well, and you know, take nothing away from them. And we didn't perform particularly well. I'm just gutted for. I'm gutted for everybody. I'm gutted for the players, the coaches, all the fans, the supporters, the sponsors. Because you know, Rugby World Cup has been brilliantly run. I have to say, you know, the venues, the fans, the fan zones, what the sponsors are doing, the way everyone's getting behind it, and will continue to get behind it. So it's just. I suppose it's a bit of a double whammy, but just bitterly disappointed for everyone, for Stuart and the team. Really, really am.
What would you say, where do England go next from this? I mean, I know we've got one more game in the World Cup, but is Stuart Lancaster the man to stay on, or what do you think?
Listen, I think the easy thing is to sit here and go, Stuart Lancaster's got to go, it's no good, he hasn't done a very good job. Stuart's done a great job, and I've been a huge fan of his, and I've said that for, you know, from day one. And I think certainly the work that he's done with the team, the sense of belonging, bringing back values and what rugby stands for, connecting players and that elite end of the game with grassroots rugby, I'm all over that. That is, for me, one of the fundamental foundation stones of what rugby is about. Things haven't worked out the way that he would have wanted, and certainly the players would have wanted. Does there have to be change? I do believe that the union has to look at strategy, what is happening, particularly with the England team. And when you think back, you know, was Andy Robinson a bad coach? No. Was Brian Ashton a bad coach? No. He was a good coach and a great fellow as well. Was Martin Johnson? A bit of a gamble, but great guy. Someone I played with and a friend, and his experience and his passion and desire and will to want England to do well. He's gone, and now Stuart Lancaster. So can all those people all be that bad? I don't believe so. I think we need to look deeper than that. I think we need to look at the broader picture. And ultimately, at the weekend, you know, Australia beat England. Was it that result? I think, you know, things haven't gone brilliantly for a little while. We've been there or thereabouts, and yes, the team is young, but, you know, it's been, you know, 3.5 years of developing. I don't necessarily think Stuart has to go. I think we need to look, and people need to take responsibility and need to be held accountable for what we are doing. And I think there's some big decisions that have to be made. I don't necessarily think that just getting rid of coaches all the time is or the answer. I think there's actually, it runs a little bit deeper than that for me.
What's your thoughts on the Sam Burgess debate? I mean, we're obviously massive fans of Sam Burgess. He's up from Dewsbury, just around the corner from where we are here. Yep. Massive player in rugby league. And, you know, it was a tough ask. First World Cup, only been in the sport for a few months. It was a gamble, and it probably hasn't paid off for Stuart Lancaster.
Yeah, well, do you know, I think it has actually worked better than I thought it was going to. You know, I think Sam Burgess, what he's done in rugby league, wow, wowzers, you know, unbelievable. To win player of the year down at the NRL down in Australia, being a pommy as well, what an achievement, what a player, what a talent. It hasn't been easy for him in Union. He hasn't played particularly well at Bath, you know, one at his centre, and, you know, he's playing, you know, in the back row. Then Stuart brings him involved, gets him involved with, you know, with England. And, you know, we all wish him, and I'm willing him to get it and to do well, because if he can, it's going to be a game changer. But was it the right decision to involve him? I personally, I'm not so sure that I would have, but it's difficult without being in that environment. But I actually thought against Australia he'd done really, really well. And I was actually surprised. I thought he was going to start. Against Wales the week before. He did really, really well. And I thought he was going to start again against Australia, but it didn't happen. So, listen, it's a great talking point. Do we all want it to work? Yes, we do. And I think in time, with good people around him and good support, you know, he's got the talent. We know that. We just need to perhaps just put things into perspective and not expect too much too soon.
So, unfortunately, we're out. But who do you think is going to win it? Can you look beyond New Zealand? I mean, Australia was so good against us.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, if Australia can perform like they did against England at the weekend on a regular basis, they're going to take some beating. But I also, you know, New Zealand, of course. But, you know, they haven't played particularly well, the old New Zealanders. You know, it's been hard work, and which is always a worry with those guys, because when they do click into gear, undoubtedly, the New Zealand A game is a pretty formidable game and will take some beating. But Australia, I have to say, I know it sounds crazy, but I just can't help but think France are going to do something silly again.
Oh.
You know, they always perform Rugby World Cup. Ireland were my tip. Ireland and Wales, I think, are two really strong teams. So, listen, I don't know. The South Africans begun the tournament, lost to the, you know, Japan. Wow, what an occasion that was. And slowly they've just... And we all know they've got big games in them. So short and long of it is, I don't know. I really, really don't know.
It's going to be an exciting end to the tournament. For more information on how protein can benefit your health and go beyond muscle maintenance, meatandhealth.com is the website to go to. Phil Vickery, thanks very much for joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
No, always a pleasure. Really enjoy your time. Thank you.